A mother whose 19-year-old son was cured of sickle cell disease through a bone marrow transplant has urged parents to prioritize proper care for children living with the condition as Uganda prepares for planned gene therapy treatment. Speaking on Wednesday during a meeting organized by the Joint Clinical Research Center to raise awareness about ongoing research aimed at finding a cure for HIV and SCDA, the mother Evelyn Mwesigwan said advanced treatment options can only benefit children whose health is stable enough to withstand the demanding procedures involved. Gene therapy is a treatment approach that involves modifying a patient's genetic material in the laboratory to produce healthy hemoglobin, stop the formation of sickle cells, and increase the number of healthy red blood cells. The treatment has already cured patients in Western countries. And experts at JCRC say Uganda could soon develop its own homegrown therapy. David Muyomba, the senior communications specialist at JCRC, said the institution has launched a fundraising campaign to accelerate gene therapy research and equip the facility for bone marrow transplants. He said the center is targeting to raise $4 million over a one-year campaign to enable children requiring the specialized interventions to access treatment locally instead of traveling abroad. Mwesigwa, who now coordinates the gene therapy initiative at JCRC, cautioned that once introduced, the program will not automatically be available to every child living with sickle cell disease.